Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. This is Jim Masters. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's also a pleasure to have our very special guest, Sarah Hope Adams, intuitive sound and energy healer, transformational life coach, relationship coach, ascension guide, musician, songwriter, and singer, choir leader, and curriculum creator for the very special children of today. Sarah works with her clients to hone in on their inner radiance so that they can find their way through any storm, assisting them in breaking free from destructive, addictive patterns, and helping them rise into a life fueled by the power of their own positive intention. She uses healing song prescriptions to instill self-love and empowerment, and it helps her clients to gain greater self-understanding through a technology called the Gene Keys based on astrology and the I Ching. We're going to talk about that. As a relationship coach with her partner of 26 years, Frank and Sarah, in their business, Staying Together provide a nurturing and healing container for couples and families to move from conflict to harmony as they move through the inevitable challenges of intimate relationships. As an ascension guide, Sarah works with the frontline planetary grid workers and light workers who are currently undergoing the extreme sports activity of integrating the next level of our human evolution. She is honored to provide guidance and support to this intrepid group of first embodiers of the divine blueprint. It's extraordinary. And as a singer and a musician, Sarah's songs call us into the Divine Mother's love and remind us that we are made of this love and we are intricately connected to all living things. Very excited to also let you know that we do have some selections of music that we're going to be playing, which is quite exciting, and we're very excited to share that with you. But first, let's welcome Sarah Hope Adams to our show, coming to us from beautiful Portland, Oregon. Sarah, great to have you with us here on Close Up Radio. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really excited to share with your audience. And yeah, that was a mouthful. I forgot I had written that much in my intro statement. I'm like, oh boy, I don't know if we're going to get to talk about all those things. I may do a part two. So
that would be nice. We'd love to have you come back and expand some more. I like to humanize the guests that I talk to. So one of the ways I like to do that is ask them about their life's journey, about what inspired them to do what they love and what their calling is. And for you, before we talk about how you do what you do, I'd love for our audience to really feel what it is that you do. So maybe you can share a bit of your life's journey, what inspired you to become a healer, and the things that you do so beautifully.
Oh, such a beautiful question. Well, my whole journey, I mean, I want to give a big sort of blanket summation first, and then I'll go through some details. But my whole journey is about facing the depth of fear and despair and learning how to replace self-destructive thought forms with self-loving, divine mother and father thought forms so that I can bring myself from a place of deep fear. I had panic attacks. I still deal. It's not like I never ever just arrive and I'm done, right? Life is such a journey. And the biggest part of my journey has been to recover from panic anxiety and fear and feeling like an orphan alone in the universe in the dark night, and to come to myself with this divine mother energy and lift myself day by day, moment by moment, into a being that is an ambassador of love, primarily first unto my own inner child, and then a being of love to my guides, to my clients that I guide. And so about 40 years ago, actually, it'll be October 26, 1983, 40 years ago, I was attending UCLA in Westwood, California, and I had a massive panic attack. And some people that have panic attacks, it's limited to just panic attacks, and they kind of deal with it. Other people, the panic attacks become blanketed over their entire reality and become completely debilitating. And that's what happened to me. The condition of this is called agoraphobia. And basically, it's like the whole world gets painted with terror. And so you're locked inside your house, and, you know, you just can't even barely take a step outside your house. And so for many, many years, I just took one step at a time outside my front door, telling myself, it's okay, love. It's okay. And learning, you know, really learning how to be a loving parent, because I had this voice inside me that was like, you're going to die. You're going to die. And I had to say, no, 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 no. I love you. You're going to live. I'm here with you. You're not alone. And so really my life chose me to be a healer, because in order to survive this massive kind of cataclysm that occurred in my being, I had to draw into my body more and more love and learn to be a loving parent to myself. And so it is my great joy to be a guide for others and to be this loving ambassador to accompany others on their journey in this time of great chaos, confusion, and so many different energies. I love to share the music and the love that's going to guide people into their highest timeline. And so that's just like a little mini synopsis, but it's been an amazing journey. It's been 40 years since that big onset, and who I am now is completely different. I have anchored so much love through this great storm. So, okay, that's
beautiful. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. You also do life coaching as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, life coaching is really like another name for healing. Just I offer soul mentorship journeys where people can spend 3 months to 6 months with me, and I just kind of accompany them on their journey, and
I, like that
I bring
description.
Them
soul mentorship journeys. That's very it's just got such a positive bent to it, Sarah. I love it.
Yeah, it's like putting your arm around someone and just helping them and bringing them all the resources that you have through your journey and assisting them. And I do a lot of soul song prescriptions for my soul mentee clients. So I'll write personal soul songs that address the very challenges that they're going through, songs of love to lift them up. And then I'll do light language and sound healings that's specifically guided by their embodiment. And I do gene key readings, so I'll help them kind of map out their challenges and their gifts through helping them understand their gene key chart. And so I bring in my soul mentorship journeys, I kind of just bring out all the tools to help that person really make a breakthrough and come into their highest timeline of love and abundance and joy.
That's wonderful. That's terrific. And I know it's work that speaks to your heart and soul. Tell us about the healing sessions themselves, how they work, and the uniqueness of the way that you conduct them.
Yeah, so, you know, each session is as unique as the human fingerprint. I tune into the person. I mean, first of all, I'll just talk to the person and say, you know, what's alive for you? What are the issues that you're dealing with? Whether it's emotional, physical. And so they'll tell me what the issue is they're dealing with. And we'll just set an intention for the session for me to be of the highest service to them at this juncture. And so I'll tune in. I'll tune in with their guides and my guides, and I'll bring forth, it could be so many different things. Sometimes we do past life healings. Sometimes we do soul retrievals. Sometimes we really work with the inner child. Sometimes we do sound. The person's energy is calling for sound. And so I do light language. I just make tones and sounds that I'm called to bring to that person. And let's see, did I leave anything else out? Sometimes I will channel beings that have passed away. Like if a person's father comes, you know, has passed away and has a message, I will bring that in a healing session. Sometimes I will connect them with their star family lineages. There can be parts of their star families from different planets that have messages for them of encouragement. The main intention is like, you know, how can I bless this person? How can I uplift this person at the exact juncture, you know, that they're at in their past? And it may look like many different things, but the major motivation is love, right? Is to love and bless that person.
Which is so important, right? To be able to do, and to do it, yeah, in the way that you do it, you know, in a loving way, which I think is fantastic, and a very, yeah, connected way, which is also incredible. What have you found the most helpful in your work, specifically with couples?
Well, my husband and I have been together for 26 years, and we have a relationship coaching business called Staying Together. And gosh, the most helpful thing is really helping couples handle their triggers, you know, because what will happen is our minds will get triggered, and then we'll go into our reptilian brains and we'll get all in a tizzy, the amygdala, we'll get all those fight or flight chemicals. And before we know it, we've lost our connection to the heart, right? So if we can help couples come together and use compassionate communication. I've had some training from Marshall Rosenberg in compassionate communication, which is all about finding the witness, calming down, voicing your need, right, that did not get met, listening to your partner, right, coming out of that big, you know, chemical amygdala response, and listening to your partner, finding out, okay, what was that need that didn't get met? And so we come out of this sort of hostile place of the mental body into the loving place of the heart. So the biggest tools, the most important tools, are deep breathing, are listening, right, are taking time to feel the emotion that gets triggered and lessen the charge. If you can lessen the charge on the emotion that another person has triggered, then you can come back to the table in a more balanced way and you can negotiate. You can say, okay, that didn't work for me, right? But you're not yelling and you're not upset anymore, but you really know that your needs are going to get met at this negotiation table. And it always, I mean, in our work, the most beautiful thing, I mean, when someone you love says, I need this, you reach out and you go, I want to give that, you know, and so you get this heart-to-heart desire to bring harmony back to the relationship. And so this was kind of a long answer, but that's what we do, right? We break that, we find the triggers, And we isolate those and we help couples have conversations from a balanced place so that they can have this peace talk and come back to love, right? Because we believe that the love that brought them together has the power to keep them together if they have the right tools.
That's so terrific. You know, we're very excited to have you here because the conversation I think that we're having is so needed to be heard by people. A lot of people are going through a lot of tough things right now, and they feel lost and they don't feel connected. Tell us about, to me, music and comedy are two things that are universal and very healing. And we need both in our lives to get through a lot of the things that life throws at us. Tell us about your journey with music and sound and how it's been and continues to be a very powerful source of healing and vibrational attunement in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have some music we'll share with our listeners.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, well, music, and humor. I mean, I really want to give a shout-out to humor. Humor is a lifesaver. It is, yeah, I'm a comedian. I am a total crazy funny comedian. I'm funny that I didn't put that in the show, but yeah.
I'm intuitive.
One.
I knew that.
Oh, yes.
I'm a Libra, balance and harmony.
Beautiful. Okay, yeah, I'm an Aries with a, yeah, I've got all that.
My mother's an Aries,
fire.
Yeah.
We are the fire, you know, fire sign.
Yeah.
So the initiator, right? So we're creating and initiating projects a lot.
Yeah.
So music. Well, I always start this story. Okay, at 9 years old, I have never sleptwalked before, right? I had never sleptwalked before, and I have never sleptwalked since. But at 9 years old, I walked into my mom and dad's bedroom, and I crossed my arms. I was sound asleep, sleepwalking, and I demanded, where is the music food? I mean, and I was, like, demanding. My mom and dad both sat up from their beds like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And so really, my whole life has been in pursuit of the music food. And so what is the music food? It's vibration that combined with intention so that the left and the right brain, right? Because the left brain is all about the words of love, the words of freedom, the words of bliss, the words of healing. And the right brain is all about the sounds, like the music from the 60s and the 70s. There was a really special portal that opened in the 60s and the 70s with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Joni Mitchell, Grateful Dead. Just, I mean, it just goes on and on the list of these beautiful, expansive melodies with amazing words and harmonies. And so that music is just so, so healing. And then sound vibration in itself is also powerful to break up areas of stagnation, like areas of blockage in the body. And sometimes I will tone directly into the body if I'm guided to help break up a blockage. And so sound itself can be a very beautiful way to bring the body back into balance. And so, yeah, songs with words can fill us with our self-love, can guide us. There's a woman, Shireen Amini, and she coined the term, actually she's, I think she's gender neutral. They coined the term medicinal earworm. And I love that because it's like, you know how you get like the Wrigley's gum commercial stuck in your head or like the...
Mm-hmm.
All these things in your head that you don't really want stuck in there. But when you sing a beautiful, powerful affirmation and that gets kind of stuck in your head, it becomes medicine. And so, yeah, in so many ways, music and vibration, they keep us in a sanctuary of high vibration. You know, like if we listen to heavy metal and really gnarly lyrics, those, you know, I'm not saying those have no value. Those can help us release our anger, for sure. But those can create a lot of fear and a lot of, you know, really, really negative emotions. I can't listen to that stuff at all. But if we listen to just like some of the songs that I'll, that you'll be playing, little snippets of, you can feel how those songs come from the Divine Mother. Those songs are for lifting, for holding the person listening safe in a place where they experience benevolence, where they experience that they are part of this incredible web of life and that they are infinitely loved. Yeah.
Now, we have the three songs, and just looking timing-wise, it looks like as they are uploaded, they are around 2 minutes each. Did you want the full 2 minutes of each played or just a certain amount of seconds of them?
Well,
and then
our timing.
Yeah, we wrap in about 7 minutes.
Wow. Why don't you play Mother Song? And let's do that one for...
Let it play in full?
Yeah, for 2 minutes,
yeah. And if we aren't able to get to the others, if we have you come back for part two, we'll have those others already there and we can incorporate those in. Yeah, I think Mother
Sounds
Song
good.
Is a beautiful one. Let's play that now. Did you want to preface it? Did you want to say anything about the song that they're about to hear?
Yeah, sure. So I feel very much like an ambassador of the Divine Mother energy. And I've had to become that through this journey of tremendous fear. And so the songs that come are songs that have come from my Divine Mother aspect to bring love to my human self. And so this one came in a time I had just been to a 13 moon ceremony where we were celebrating the maiden, the mother, and the crone, and all the aspects of the female, the feminine life cycle. And I returned from the ceremony and I was just filled with this sense of the love of the mother in the earth and in my own heart. And so I just sat down to my guitar, and I had been kind of fiddling with these chords, and the song just flowed. It was one of those times. Sometimes when I write a song, it's more arduous. I have to go through a step-by-step procedure. But with this one, it just flowed out like a waterfall. So I hope that as you listen, you feel Divine Mother blessing you and filling your heart with love.
Here it is from Sarah Hope Adams, Mother's Song. Enjoy, everybody, and then we'll be back with our very special guest on Close Up Radio, Sarah Hope Adams.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you.
Sort of just stopped there on its own, which is kind of interesting. Let's see if we can give it another play. Nice little clip there, a little snippet of that song, which was very beautiful, Sarah. Where can they, if they want to get the full version of that song and any of the other music, where can they find it?
Yeah, my website designer is working on a purchasing page right now on my website at sarahhopeadams.com. That's the best version, the mother song. It's in a CD called The Arms, In the Arms of the Mother. And that'll be on my purchase page. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
So at my website.
And you also have, you can join, folks can join Sarah's Ascension community at her Patreon page, patreon.com/Center for Divine Embodiment. I can't believe how quickly this half hour has gone by. We have seconds left.
Actually, my Patreon page for my music is patreon.com/Sarah Hope Adams. But yeah, if you're interested in talking in the next level of evolution that we are path cutting right now on planet Earth for some of the frontline light workers, that one is Center for Divine Embodiment. So yeah, Jim, it's been a pleasure. Oh my gosh, we are practically at the 30-minute mark.
And we just scratched the surface of all this incredible deep conversation, Sarah. So I, pun intended, hope you'll be back with us for part two, and we can expand some more, hear some more music, and go even deeper with our conversation. It was wonderful, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, Sarah.
Oh, I did. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely, and I look forward to the continuation. We can expand some more on close-up radio. Everybody, her website, as it's being updated and worked on, is sarahhopeadams.com. Now, let me spell that out because there's a million ways you can spell Sarah. It is S-A-R-A-H, and then Hope, H-O-P-E, Adams, A-D-A-M-S, .com. Intuitive sound and energy healer, transformational life coach, relationship coach, ascension guide, musician, songwriter, singer, choir leader, curriculum creator, and more. Sarah Hope Adams here on the show as our special guest. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay right there. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another great guest celebrated on Close Up Radio, and we look forward to welcoming Sarah back to our program to expand some more. That would be wonderful. You have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.